It's finally here. The workshop you've been waiting for to plan and budget effectively for 2020. When you're running a business, it's easy to get lost in day-to-day problems and lose direction. However, successful businesses find time to create annual budgets and regularly review if they are on track. Here's your personal invitation to join us at the Radisson Blu Hotel for the Effective Budgeting Workshop on September 26 and 27, 2019. Call us today and register on 0211-279-050 or 0977-445-604 or visit our website on www.insidepartnersafrica.com to download the full course outline. Registration ends 23rd September 2019. Set your business apart. Budget for 2020 this September.
Welcome to another edition of the Ndalama Insights radio show. Today's episode of the Ndalama Insights show looks at the course overview for budgeting, the roadmap to profitability workshop. We hear from Mokonke Mokonkela, the CEO of Insight Partners Africa Limited, as she gives us the course overview of the upcoming workshop and of course more details. Welcome to the show, Mokonke Mokonkela.
How has been your weekend, your family?
Very well, very relaxed. Nowadays our weekends are very relaxed actually. I don't know if it's growing up, but
I think so.
Becoming relaxed by the day. All right, Mokonke.
Listening to Gordon Hodges.
No, not that old. But yeah.
Well, that's where we're heading to.
That's where we're heading to, definitely. Yeah. All right, Mokonke. Let's go straight to it. If I may ask, though, why is budgeting annually important?
Well, budgeting is important, and annually, maybe not as I'm going to try to explain later on, but budgeting itself is extremely important to a business because of what budgeting has been able to achieve across the years. I mean, when budgeting was first introduced many, many years ago, the aim was to try to have this document that clearly communicates the goals and objectives of a company, especially the strategic goals, so that the company can communicate these goals into an annual plan that employees in the company can then implement and monitor. So budgeting in a company is extremely important, specifically for communicating the operational goals of the company and giving direction to managers so that they can make decisions that have been agreed with everybody in an organization, and also to help the managers to monitor performance and review whether they are on track to achieving those objectives. So these, you could say, are the main goals of budgeting. And also profit. Profitability in a company just doesn't happen. You have to plan for it. And the most important document that helps you attain profitability is the budget. Because when you prepare your income statement or your profit and loss, and this is a budget, you're actually projecting your income or and expenses and your projected profit, so that when you start working month by month, you actually have a target in terms of profit that you're trying to achieve, so that you can attain that profitability because you've already thought about it. So budgeting is extremely essential to the profitability of a business. It's very, very important.
Okay. Yeah. Now, so some people are of the opinion that no one knows their business better than they do. So why should they even go through this budgeting, especially if their business is already profitable?
That's very true. In fact, others actually say, why should we budget when the economy is always economic factors are always changing? They're not constant. Today, this is going to be that in terms of maybe inflation or exchange rates. So why should we spend all this time budgeting? What you see is when there's uncertainty in the economy, that actually is the most important reason why you need to sit down and create a plan. Because you have limited resources, you are going to actually think carefully about what your targets are in terms of what you are aiming to achieve in terms of profit and how you need to spend that money that you are making in your business. And the budget allows you to have this controlled structure around how you are operating. And when there's an uncertainty, there's actually other tools that you can use other than just the annual fixed budget. There is what is referred to as the rolling budget reforecast. This is a tool that helps you to constantly look back at the market and the economic factors and make adjustments to your budget as you go, so that you can make it relevant to your business and to what is happening in the economy. So even though you may have some reasons, and others actually complain about how much time it takes to create a budget, how useful is it? It is very useful to create a plan and a structure around how your business is operating, and more importantly, to communicate to the employees and the managers what the goals for the company are.
Okay. Now, most of us find it very difficult to make a budget that is more efficient for our plans. So can you give us some tips on how to make a budget that works in a business?
I must start by saying there are many kinds of approaches to budgeting. Traditionally, budgeting was done annually. This is a process where managers, directors would find time maybe close to the year end and sit down, review their operational goals, even strategic goals, and then create a budget in terms of finance and what they expect it to be. And the traditional approach was to look at last year's performance, how were our actuals, and then to take into consideration factors such as changes in inflation, currency exchange changes, and then adjust the figures up, which is referred to as incremental. But then across the years, there's been quite a lot of challenges with this method of budgeting. A lot of people are concerned about the disadvantages of using this approach. Firstly, they say it's time-consuming. Secondly, they say it's not really effective. So there are techniques that have come along that are referred to as better budgeting. Others are referred to as beyond budgeting. Better budgeting is about, can we not just have a fixed timeline to budgeting? Can we just budget as often as possible, depending on what's happening on the market? Beyond budgeting, there are proponents of beyond budgeting that are saying, why should we even budget? Let's get rid of the budget and just plan according to whatever is happening in the economy. So there are different approaches to budgeting. But I think a combination of the traditional and better budgeting at the moment is what is better suited to many businesses in Zambia. And if you look at how you can create a budget for your business, there are a few things that you need to look at. The main one is your sales target. You need to start from there. What are you aiming to achieve in terms of your sales? And this can be, and you can start with an annual figure, especially for those that have never really budgeted in their businesses before. What is your target for next year, 2020, in terms of your sales? How much do you want to sell for the whole year? So you start with that sales target, and then you look at how much will it cost us to actually achieve this sales target, because you have to spend money to make money. So if we aim to make maybe 2 million, how much do we need to spend on employee salaries, on transport, on office rentals, and all of these other things? And then you get the difference, and that gives you a projected profit. Hopefully not a loss, because that's the reason we're actually planning. So it gives you a projected profit. So this is the operational budget that you could have for 2020, and it's definitely going to make you much more disciplined and controlled as the year comes, as you start implementing the budget. So these are some of the tips you can actually use if you want to have an effective budget for next year.
All right, we'll take a short break now, but when we come back, we'll be looking at the details of the upcoming event. Stay tuned.
It's finally here, the workshop you've been waiting for to plan and budget effectively for 2020. When you're running a business, it's easy to get lost in day-to-day problems and lose direction. However, successful businesses find time to create annual budgets and regularly review if they are on track. Here's your personal invitation to join us at the Radisson Blue Hotel for the Effective Budgeting Workshop on September 26 and 27, 2019. Call us today and register on 0211-279-050 or 0977-445-604, or visit our website on www.insidepartnersafrica.com to download the full course outline. Registration ends 23rd September 2019. Set your business apart. Budget for 2020 this September.
Thank you for staying with us. This is the Ndalama Insights radio show. And of course, I'm with Mukonki Mukonkela in the studio this morning. Well, Mukonki, let's talk about your upcoming workshop, Budgeting the Roadmap to Profitability. Can you tell us what the workshop is all about?
So this workshop, it's actually been renamed to Effective Budgeting, is a very important workshop for those that want to prepare for next year. for those that are planning to make a profit next year, this is the best workshop you can attend in terms of how you plan and budget for an upcoming year, which is basically 2020. And this two-day training workshop on budgeting is going to look at the basics of budgeting for those that may not be conversant with budgeting, especially the non-finance personnel. So we'll look at the basics of budgeting and how you can apply advanced concepts such as, you know, changes in inflation, changes in costs, changes in currencies to your budget. We're also going to look at the new developments on budgeting techniques. I made a mention of them. So we'll look at approaches that have been introduced in recent years, such as better budgeting and beyond budgeting, for the sake of being aware of what the rest of the world is actually going into. Many people might know about the traditional budget, which I explained. Others may not know about the beyond budgeting approaches that especially developed countries are trying to start implementing. What is beyond budgeting? So we are going to look at this and whether your company is actually ready to implement this. So this is what the effective budgeting workshop is going to be. It's going to be for 2 days, and it's going to be at the Radisson Blue. The dates are 26th and 27th of September 2019. And if you really want to plan your profitability for 2020, this is the best time for you to actually join us and see how it's done.
Great, great. So who is eligible to attend the workshop?
So anyone responsible for budgeting. It could be you are in private sector, you are in public sector. The concepts are really the same. So if you are a finance director, chief executive officer, finance manager, you are a budget officer, you are maybe a non-financial manager that is required to implement a budget, you are referred to as a budget holder. Anyone who plays a key role in terms of implementing a budget is really encouraged to attend this workshop. So if your role entails budgeting, then you are definitely, this is my personal invitation for you to attend this training. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I want to attend, I need to register now before the seats run out, obviously. But how do I register for this workshop?
So registration, we have a standard process that we follow, which is quite detailed. So when you give me a call, I can explain to you what you need to do. So you can call me on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604. Or our landline, which sometimes is down. It's 0211-297050. 0211-297050. So if you fail to get through our landline, you can always call me on my mobile. Yeah.
I
don't want to say that, but landlines are a serious problem.
I don't know why they become unreliable nowadays, because these used to be the epitome of communication.
Imagine.
Now, how is the workshop going to benefit those that are going to attend?
For those that are going to attend, it's about effective budgeting. How do you budget effectively? For those that may know already how to budget, but what is the most effective way? And if you're coming from an organization where there are many of you, how do you sort out these interdepartmental issues? Because we know many organizations, especially the bigger ones, have a challenge when it comes to budgeting. It's a big process where you have sales department, operations department, everybody's feeding into what is referred to as a master budget. How do you make that process efficient or effective, even across an interdepartmental line? What the challenges that departments face, or challenges that departments face, like communication, having challenges getting information, how do we sort those out so that we can create a master budget that works for everyone? So there are many, many benefits. For those that really new to budgeting, you get to understand the basics of budgeting. And most importantly, what is the use for the budget? I think for me, which is where my key role is, looking at my experience at KCM at the concentrator plant, I was a management accountant, and my key role was to make sure that the managers get to review the actuals against their performance. So how is your business performing? So it's not just a matter of doing the budget, but is it going to work for you in terms of monitoring your performance, ensuring that you're on track to make a profit? So these are the benefits that we are going to look at.
Okay, now, since it's a 2 days workshop, let's say I just want to attend 1 day, would you advise me to do that?
No, I don't advise anybody to attend just one day, because the reason it's 2 days is because we have quite a lot of content to cover. It's almost like a crash course. So we can't do it in one day. So we always have topics that go to the next day and they interlink. It's not like it's day one is a whole new topic and then day two is a whole new topic. It's a continuation from day one to day two. So I seriously encourage that you attend both days from 8 to 16. If you can just avail your time to be there in the room, you get your maximum benefit from there.
Okay. Now, as we conclude, your closing remarks?
Well, I just want to encourage everyone. First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much to the participants that attended our debt management program. Our guest from Uganda, Juliet Nyogowan, came through, and it was a very fantastic 2-day training that we had at Radisson Blu. And I would like to encourage the listeners that are listening who've got a key role that they play in budgeting, regardless of what organization they are in, public, private. We advertise through different platforms. If you see our advert, definitely get back to us, and you are going to receive value for money. And you can contact me on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604. We do have a trainer that is joining us, and I'm going to give you further information, I think, next week. Also, join me on Facebook. That's go to our Inside Partners Africa Facebook page and join the group, and then we can get chatting.
All right. Well, you have been listening in to the Ndalama Insights radio show, brought to you by Inside Partners Africa.
It's finally here, the workshop you've been waiting for to plan and budget effectively for 2020. When you're running a business, it's easy to get lost in day-to-day problems and lose direction. However, successful businesses find time to create annual budgets and regularly review if they are on track. Here's your personal invitation to join us at the Radisson Blu Hotel for the Effective Budgeting Workshop on September 26 and 27, 2019. Call us today and register on 0211-279-050 or 0977-445-604, or visit our website on www.insidepartnersafrica.com to download the full course outline. Registration ends 23rd September 2019. Set your business apart. Budget for 2020 this September.